Next item is programming.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. Yes, I know, Bob. Give me a minute.
Thank you very much. Couple of quick things from the programming committee. One of the things that the PNB asked us to do was to review the policy that has been put in place by management to comply with FCC regulations. And our committee reported back to this body that we were not going to change it immediately, but we had problems with a number of the provisions in the existing policy. The policy has since been updated at least once by management, and I'm currently in communication with Nathan Moore, the programming coordinator. So what I would like to do is to continue to communicate with members of the PNB that had concerns about that policy to see if the concerns we have about the way the policy is being enforced, if we can come into agreement basically with the existing version. So that's one point I'd like to make. In relation to that, our committee has also recommended that Pacifica prepare some programming to be aired on the local stations about the historical aspects of the FCC attempts to control speech on the air. We've additionally submitted the proposal for that programming to Nathan Moore, and I will share copies of that program proposal and entertain any suggestions from the members of the PNB.
Can we hold it down, please?
Thanks. We also are currently looking at the issue of how local stations are complying with the issue of program evaluation. I did see the report from the programming coordinator, and we are speaking with him about that. But currently, we really don't have a program evaluation process in place, and we think that that's one of the critical things that that needs to take place immediately. I would also just like to ask that I just read from the report and close that out. The state of programming at Pacifica mirrors that of technology. As a network, we have not built on our strengths nor eradicated our weaknesses. We resist replicating our successes throughout the network, with the result that we fail to institutionalize our best practices. Some stations invest adequately in the staff and material resources required to produce mission-driven programming, but many do not. Some stations operate world-class apprenticeship and volunteer training programs. Others do little at all for volunteers. The network has yet to establish goals for audience growth and development, and the local stations likewise do not quantify program goals or set objective measures that assess their performance. Although Democracy Now!, the last national program produced by the network, continues to grow in national notoriety and earns millions of dollars annually, we cannot agree to develop additional national programming that would complement Democracy Now! And enable our local stations to grow and sustain their bases. Our ability to produce news and informational programming at Pacifica continues to erode. Since 2004, most of our stations have experienced shrinking audiences, shrinking growth in revenues, and expansion in expenditures. It is time to put the parochial preoccupations aside and work together as a network to develop programming strategies to address these problems. I would like to also ask that in future, before we have these discussions about programming, that somebody in management actually pick up the programming policy that was adopted and read it. Many of the things that we continue to talk about, we simply do not know that there is a policy in place. There are two things that we say programming is supposed to do. One is to fulfill the mission, and the second is to build audiences so that we can sustain ourselves. We still, as a network, don't have goals for the size our audiences should be so that we can sustain ourselves. So I think one of the things that we really need to be serious about is looking at the measures for growth. That's all I'd like to say about programming. Thank you very much, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. The next item is the technology. Yes?
Hang on. Some of us on the programming
commission. No, this is not what this section is for. This section is to deal with the reports and action items. We've agreed that the time that we've broken out for our other major discussions is where we're going to discuss, and we're not going to discuss the activities of committees at this time in the agenda. I'm concerned that that's going to turn into a debate and take the time. This was for presentation of the report and for action items.
Maybe I wanted to propose that we add the Committee of Inclusion report to this.
Is there any objection to adding the Committees of Inclusion's report?
No. Okay. Point of information, can I ask then for those of us who are members of the Programming Committee, where in this meeting, this weekend, will we have a chance to comment or say anything or add anything to the report?
It's not in our agenda. We had a three-hour discussion yesterday on programming, national versus local, during which we had ample opportunity to discuss the programming issues. This section is for a brief summary of reports. It's not for a reading of reports, and it's not for a discussion. It's for moving on the action items. That's the way these meetings are structured now.